Barn.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
I don't see wrinkles, do you?
When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On my head and not on my shoulders, and you guys know that that is a 10-minute musical written especially for us. Generation Bowl, the Fountain of Truth, and this is Adrienne Berg, and we come to you all over the nation every single week to talk about the word that dare not speak its name, and that is the word aging. And today we have, we have a show that really goes where no man wants to tread. In the whole show, we're speaking today with Dr. Michael J. Trombley, and he's going to be talking about erectile dysfunction, and I'm saying it loud and proud, because he's going to tell you how many people suffer from that. So we're going to get that one out of the closet and get that taken care of. And then we're going to talk about something else, something that's a little bit harder to take care of, and that is elder financial abuse. You all know that Mickey Rooney, one of the great, great stars of our Hollywood scene, was a victim of it. He's not the only one. I'm going to be speaking to a producer, Pamela Glasner, who's written an incredible script and then produced a movie that exposes the issue of elder abuse. And if you don't know, I was privileged to be at the July 2015 White House Conference on Aging. It was the first time that any president, and you know I have my criticisms of our current president, but I have to be very laudatory for him, the first time that any president in the Conference on Aging recognized elder abuse, and it is no longer just a state crime. It is now a federal crime being investigated by our Justice Department. So we will be talking about all of these very serious issues and hopefully give you what you need to battle erectile dysfunction and to never be a victim of elder abuse. And that's what we do here on Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. So I want to start this half hour by welcoming Dr. Michael J. Trombley. He is the director of Physicians Ed Centers. It's all over the country, probably within driving distance of wherever you are, from Hartford to Cincinnati to Atlanta. I'm very near Salt Lake City right now, and it's an important topic. So thank you for being with us, Dr. Trombley.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Let me just dig into this subject, because this is one of those things nobody wants to talk about unless you're listening to a pharmaceutical ad, and that is erectile dysfunction. Before we do anything, explain what ED is. Just tell everybody what it is in the way you view the issue.
Right. Erectile dysfunction, meaning the way we like to explain it, is that you're starting to have difficulty sexually with having an erection. And I think some of the myth is that people feel that this is just an age phenomenon, that as you get older, it is something to expect. And that's the myth, because this is something that is definitely treatable and should not be tolerated, that as a gentleman gets older, if they're having problems, there's definitely interventions and medical interventions that we can do to help restore it. So I look at it as just like if somebody had blood pressure, had hypertension, there is medicines and treatments to treat it, and erectile dysfunction is right around those same lines.
And so one thing we want to bring home is you don't have to live with it. The second is that you're not alone. How many people do have erectile dysfunction?
Phenomenal of how much men will have at least some form of erectile dysfunction in their life. And statistics can vary, but we will have gentlemen that can complain or have at least had some sense of it from 60 to 70%. And that's based on as you get older, the percentage only gets higher.
You know, I said people, and I said it for purpose. I didn't say how many men. Why? Because if you have erectile dysfunction, so does your partner. And it affects women as much as it does men because they don't have the kind of partner that can be as responsive as they want. So this is an important thing. What happens with great marriages is that you adjust. But what our Dr. Michael J. Trombley is telling us is that we can bust some of those myths and we can improve sex relationships. We don't have to have loss of performance. But many times you will go to a doctor, and they might say, or you might think, it's all in your head. Is it all in your head, Dr. Trombley?
It's actually the opposite. It is it's a very physiologic. We now realize that when gentlemen are having problems with erectile dysfunction, concerned even further for their health, that it may be an early indicator of cardiovascular problems.
So this is a serious thing. It's not simply that if you can tolerate a lessened sex life, it's fine, just let it go. You're going to want to see an expert because it may be an indicator, maybe even an early indicator. We spend so much time getting our tests for early indications of all kinds of problems. Why not use this as a catalyst to go in and take care of yourself? Now, do people do that? Do men do that, or are they just ashamed? And therefore, they just, you know, say, well, you know, I'm getting older, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's just too embarrassing for them to face Dr. Trombley.
Now, I think you really had explained it well, and I love how you said people, because this is not just, you know, men. This is the couple. And so I completely, 100% love the way you approach it, that this erectile dysfunction not only is something that men should be addressing as a couple and as a health, wonderful shows like this that give us the opportunity to educate the public so that this isn't something that they should be ashamed of. You know, I was using the earlier example, a gentleman would not be ashamed that they had blood pressure problems. They would identify it and want to have it treated so that it wouldn't cause further complications. Same thing with erectile dysfunction. It's nothing that they've done wrong. It's something that they should, you know, address quickly so that we can correct it. And that's where that's so helpful in the relationship as well, is that this, if it's looked at more as physiologic, rather than, unfortunately, sometimes society looks at this as, oh, there must be something wrong with the relationship.
Right.
That's absolutely
right.
The opposite.
So I love the idea that erectile dysfunction, first two letters are ED, which is also education. So let me tell everybody the doctor's website, and then something very special you can get if you go there. It is physician's ED. Of course, it stands for erectile dysfunction, but let's think of it as education. Think of it as physician's education. Physician'sED.com. Now, he's written a white paper, 7 Secrets Doctors and Drug Companies Don't Want You to Know About Erectile Dysfunction. And, of course, we're talking to Dr. Michael J. Trombley. He's the director of Physicians Ed Center, Ed standing for Erectile Dysfunction, and it's pretty much all over the country. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what can you do about it. We're going to spend some very good quality time with the doctor on this, because for those of you who want to do something, for those of you who are willing to acknowledge it in themselves. For those of you who believe that it's not only because you're older, because the fountain of truth here says that it isn't just aging at all that makes the difference. And for those of you who are willing to listen, that this can be a symptom or symbolic of other things, as the doctor said, cardiovascular issues, perhaps other issues. You're going to want to look at it as a wonderful opportunity for early detection for some of these things. So to really change your life, though, you have to do something about it. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Michael J. Trombley, one of the country's experts on this, with regard to what can you really do? Does it always have to be surgery? Does it always have to be medications? Does it always have to be side effects? And I do know, and I know this from listening to you guys when I meet with you at our different seminars in different parts of the country, that it's something that many of you would rather live with than go through extreme surgical procedures. And we're here to tell you that that may simply not be necessary and isn't in most of the cases. Right, before we take a little bit of a break and come back with real solutions for you with Dr. Michael J. Trombley, let me tell you how thrilled I am that we have won the National Mature Media Gold Award. That's the top one, folks. It's no platinum. It's a gold award. It's not the Grammys for our program. It has been a wonderful experience with everybody. We have terrific sponsors. We have terrific response. And we have just added more radio all over the country, so we're up to 34 stations now. And for those of you who don't know how proud I am of that, I have to remind you that we started with 8 stations, and they were just our backbone, and now we're all over the place. Also, please, if you have friends that don't have us in their local area, let them go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. They'll be able to hear this show and all of our other shows archived, and they'll also be able to listen live on the air.
You so may think I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. And, so we came out of the closet a little bit with the issues of erectile dysfunction. We know our erectile disorder, and we know, actually that's important, that flub I made. I said erectile dysfunction, and it's erectile disorder. And we're here with Dr. Michael J. Trumbly, and I bet he knows a lot about that kind of psychological mistake. Because a disorder sounds like, as you said, maybe you got a heart problem. But a dysfunction sounds like there's something wrong with you. Let's go back to that for one second, Dr. Trumbly. We did talk about the hard part of admitting that there's an issue. Are we still seeing that?
Yeah, we actually still are, meaning it's come a long way. Let's put it that way. I mean, we're finally talking about it. We're having terms before erectile dysfunction, erectile disorder weren't even part of the normal vocabulary. So I think we are, but we still got a long way to go.
All right, so your booklet, which I want everybody to get, is called Seven Secrets Doctors and Drug Companies Don't Want You to Know About Erectile Dysfunction. And you get that by going to physicianed.com. But the title sounds a little bit like a conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy of doctors or drug companies or both when it comes to ED?
Well, it's not really a conspiracy, but I have mixed feelings. I'm so glad that, Viagra and pharmaceuticals have been developed for this, because it really has made it much more for education. We're finally talking about it. My concern, though, is that a lot of times gentlemen think that this is the only thing that is helpful for their erectile dysfunction. And unfortunately, some of these medications are not effective for the patient, and that's where the patient doesn't know to turn to other things. They're thinking, if this doesn't work, I got nothing else to turn to, or my only other option is a complicated surgical procedure. And that's really not true. The nice thing there is, actually, and this is something that we do at Physicians ED Centers, probably one of our fortes, is that we're able to create custom blended medication that can be used for gentlemen that don't, when Viagra and Cialis and those medications are not restoring their function back to normal, these custom blended medications can take us to the next level. So I would probably classify Viagra and medications like that as step one to failure. Then there's step two therapy, where custom blended medications can then be made. And then, even in the rare cases when that doesn't work, then and only then do we then move to a step three therapy, which would be a surgery. And the reason I say, it's not really a conspiracy, but it's a concern, is that a lot of people are like, why haven't we heard about step two therapy? Well, step two therapy is so customized, so you don't have the pharmaceuticals involved because you can't come up with a medication that will be a one-size-fits-all. So it has to be on a one-on-one basis, custom-made for each patient. And because of that, you don't, you know, the doctors that are able to do that, we're not big pharmaceuticals, so we do not have million-dollar marketing, and that's why you do not usually hear it, you know, on the radio and television like you would with your, you know, with your pharmaceutical medications or step one therapy.
You know, it's very interesting. In 2008, feels like a real long time ago, I wrote a book called How Not to Go Broke at 102. And it was a financial book. But in the course of it, I learned it was one of the first years that the FDA approved what they called designer drugs. And that drug, Dr. Trombley, was for African Americans that had high blood pressure. And they discovered that because of that particular DNA, a designer drug would be better. And they approved this drug. And I got very excited. I wrote about it. I wrote about it in the book saying, you know, one of the things you want money for is to be able to get drugs that might not be covered. And it's important to your health. And then everything dropped dead. Exactly what you're saying. All of a sudden, nobody heard of that drug. None of my African-American friends with high blood pressure heard of it. None of the aging groups that are dealt specifically with the health of African-Americans heard of it. And I looked to see why. The answer was it wasn't economical for the huge pharmaceutical companies to put it on the market. And so the only way you could do it is if your doctor was astute enough to understand about this. And now you're bringing it all back to me. I'm speaking here with Dr. Michael J. Trombley, who's saying that, you know, I call them designer drugs. He probably has a much better name. But these custom-made drugs would not be something you would know about, folks. You'd know, you'd have to ask about it. And you should know about it. That's what we're here for, to know that this is possible. So if people are taking, let's say, Viagra, like the Trombley, it's not working, what do they think, that they're just a lost cause and they just go back to having the relationship issues that they had before? Is that what most people are doing? They're just giving up the ghost?
Yeah, no, I think they do. You know, they think, well, I've tried the you know, the wonder drug and it didn't work, so maybe it's me. You know, maybe I'm a lost cause, or I'm too, you know, it's too far advanced, or, you know, they start to think, well, maybe it's a psychosomatic, you know, the medicine should have worked, maybe it is all in my head, and so a lot of doubts start to be generated. And part of it, too, is that as physicians, meaning surprisingly, you would think physicians would talk to their patients. You know, I'm a family physician by trade, and you would think that as our primary care, we would be talking to these men a lot about it, and it doesn't. You know, a lot of patients say, I have to be the one to initiate it to the physician. The physician has never initiated, you know, by the way, how's your sex life? You know, we'll spend more, you know, not, and these are important, but we'll spend more time talking about how's your blood pressure and cholesterol, and of course those are important, but let's look at a priority. We probably, as soon as a patient comes into the office, let's go by our priority. Probably the first thing that I should be asking, you know, both my men and female, is how is your sex life? Because that's extremely important and probably one of the number one priorities on everybody's mind.
It's true. There was, and I'll be getting a lot of information. We'll have guests. There's a wonderful conference that just took place, Conference on Aging and Sexuality. And the fact is that it is a big, big part of a healthy aging future. And that's what I want everybody to know. So I'm going to thank you, Dr. Michael J. Trombley. I'm going to give you the website one more time, physiciansed.com, 7 secrets. Doctors and drug companies don't want you to know. But what Dr. Trombley does want you to know is that this is not anything to accept. It's unacceptable. You don't have to accept it. It isn't always surgical, although it can be. We're not eliminating anything. But talk to your doctor about it and get more information at physiciansed.com. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. And once again, I'm so impressed of how much you're right on. I mean, you're such a wonderful advocate, you know, of of knowing exactly what's going on. This is such a great program.
We do. And we'll be back and we'll talk about something that's tonight. That is financial abuse.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, Grandma. Why is it so hilarious when grandmas do anything other than watch Matlock? Every Adam Sandler movie has some grandma doing something young people do, and apparently it's the funniest thing ever.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is
What's
Adrienne
so
Burgess.
Funny when
is
grandma
the fountain of truth.
She's knitting and taking pills between naps. Something strange that she is out playing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm inappropriate for my age.
You are. So, you know, as you know, if you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, you can hear the entire 10-minute musical written especially for us, and that was the grandma section. And if you listen to the whole show, you will see that what we're talking about with grandma is all of our stereotypes, all of our ageism when it comes to the older adult. And here at the Fountain of Truth on Aging, we try to break those myths. Unfortunately, there's one of them that is enduring and realistic, and we better pay attention. I just saw Death of a Salesman, and I have to say, attention must be paid, particularly to this issue. And that is the issue of elder abuse, and particularly financial elder abuse. You know from the first part of the show that I introduced you to Pamela Glasner. She is writer and producer of a film documentary, which I was privileged to find out about at the Yonkers Film Festival this year. The name of it is Last Will and Embezzlement. You can go to lastwillandembezzlement.com. You can go to Amazon Prime. You can see this film. And I not only suggest you see it, but you see it with friends and family, because it brings to light a crisis in this country that has been swept under the rug. And that is the issue of elder abuse, particularly financial elder abuse. It's also a very, very fine film. I'll tell you a little bit about its accolades in a minute, but I want to say hello to Pamela Glasner. Pamela, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure, but you tackled a very tough subject. What even gave you the idea to write and then produce a film on elder abuse? Of this type?
Well, honestly, my mom passed away a few years ago, and my dad was still alive, and he was living in a nursing home at the time, and this was just outside of Orlando, Florida. And my brother, who lives in Florida, a different part but still the same state, called the nursing home where my dad was staying to let them know that he would be taking over the day-to-day responsibilities of my dad's care now that our mom was gone. And the nursing home, the social worker at the nursing home said, well, that's really nice, but you don't have to worry about anything because your brother is taking care of everything. And my brother said, I don't have a brother. And that was... Yeah, right. And that was the beginning of how we found out that there was this human being who had insinuated himself into our parents' lives and had just started taking over everything. I went down, of course, you know, Mom died, so I had to fly down to Florida. After the funeral, I was alone in my parents' house. I was waiting for my brother to get there. And this person whom... my parents had met at the synagogues. Churches and synagogues are fantastic hunting grounds for victims because you expect a smiling face to be attached to a trustworthy human being. So this man came to the house, sat across a coffee table from me, told me everything that he had done, that he had gotten a power of attorney from my dad who had Alzheimer's, that he had gotten his name on one of my parents' checking accounts, that he was the executor of my parents' wills, all of this stuff, that he was going to sell the house, that, you know, my parents' house, and
right.
put the proceeds of the house into the checking account, and he said, which is mine now that your mother is dead. And and he said, and there's nothing you can do to stop me because I have more money than you, and I can keep you tied up in court forever. That's how we knew who had done it. I mean, there was never a question. He was absolutely proud of everything that he had done.
Now, this is outrageous, we have to remember, as you always say in your film, that Mickey Rooney, multimillionaires, people that have devoted children like your parents had, can be victims. I have to tell everybody, they probably know that I'm a financial professional, and I'm waiting right now for a client who went down to Florida, happens to be Florida, Pamela. She discovered that her mom, who's a snowbird, let a woman use her Florida condo, and the neighbors told her that 11 people had moved in, including two drug addicts, all members of this woman's family. Now, how are two little people, age 92, is the mother, and she's 62, to go down there to Florida and get these people out? So financial abuse wears many faces. Now, please, you got to see the film. Half page of the New York Times. I'm in Utah right now. The Utah State Courts use this film. And this is Pamela Glasner's written and produced film, Last Will and Embezzlement. All right. Now, everybody wants to know, Pamela, what did you do about this?
I went to the police, and they could not have cared less. And that was actually why we ended up making the movie. I heard a lot of, you know, ma'am, we hear about this kind of thing all the time. One police officer told me that had I been a better daughter, this never would have happened. And another one said to me that, well, your parents were old anyway. It was horrendous. They would not do a thing. And I called up my business partner, the director of the film, Deborah Robinson, and said, we need to make a film about this. So I wrote a letter to Mickey Rooney's agent in Manhattan, because I knew that Mickey had been testifying before Congress that same year about this issue.
Right.
And I said, we're making a documentary, and would Mr. Rooney be willing to be in it and answer a few questions and kind of tell his story and share his experience? And the agent said yes. And and then we were off. It was, we only took 5 months to make the whole movie because we worked like crazy because it was just, we found out in the process of researching the issue, how prevalent it is. $3 billion every year are lost to these vultures who take advantage of people who are the best victims in the world because they're older, because they didn't grow up in a litigious society like we did,
right.
because they fold
lonely.
In court so easily, and because they're lonely. And most of the time, it's a family member who does it, and most of the time, they don't want to report their. Would you call the police on your own kid?
No. Absolutely
so
not. You know, many years ago.
It's a terrible situation.
It is. Years ago, when I was actually in law school, eventually became an elder law attorney, and these issues were known to us, there was something called the family court. And the reason there was the family court was people would get beaten up in domestic violence, and they wouldn't take the person to criminal court. Why? It's a family member. In those days, it could have been a husband, a brother, a son. It's the same thing here. Imagine an older person who only relies on a child, an adult daughter, even to bring them food sometimes. How could they possibly go to the police if money is being stolen from them? They can't. They are the most vulnerable victims. So let me ask everybody to raise their consciousness. I want to go back to that website, lastwillandembezzlement.com. Or go to Amazon Prime. Now, this is a great film, by the way. You should know that Ron Myers, CEO of Universal Studios, called Pamela up and said, this is an important film. It's a very well-done film. It's a film that was accepted at the Yonkers Festival. But let's go back to you for a minute because we're going to have a whole segment together. So was Mr. Rooney very forthcoming with this? This is obviously a story he wants to tell, but most elders do not want to tell this story.
Well, Mickey was a kind of a different situation because he did not say anything for years and years and years and years. And then finally somebody else, somebody from Disney, in fact, realized what was going on and stepped in on Mickey's behalf, and the courts came in, and they assigned a conservator for Mickey and got the abusers out of his house, and finally Mickey was able to speak up. We interviewed him twice, and the first time he was not able to be too forthcoming because his case hadn't gone to court yet, and he had to be very, very careful about what he said. And the second time he was able to speak out a little bit more. But, you know, it was his wife and his wife's son, a child, somebody that he had raised from boyhood. So, you know, and he loved his wife deeply, so it was very difficult for him to speak out against her. Yeah, I mean, it was very painful for him.
It is, and we will be back, and I will be able to report to you in just a moment. By the way, as you know, Mr. Rooney passed away last week, and we just loved his films, and we want to associate his memory with happiness. But we will report in just a moment what happened at the White House with regard to elder abuse.
I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg once again, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. Pamela Glasner during our break reminded me. I quickly said that Mr. Rooney passed away last week. Of course, it's last year, and I don't want anybody to think this is an old show. This is a brand new show. So thank you, Pamela. But let's go back. For those of you just tuning in, we've been really getting an earful about the issue of elder abuse, particularly elder financial abuse. Pamela Glasner is a partner at the Starjack Entertainment, and I'm so glad she is, because she and her family went through a horror show, not atypical, in the great state of Florida, where a total stranger got power of attorney from her dad, who had Alzheimer's, and actually took away the entire inheritance of the family. There was not very much she could do about it, except as an artist, she was able to write and produce Last Will and Embezzlement. And that got much of it off her chest, but there are people living with this day after day. So before we go on, I just wanted to say to everybody, I've told you this before, on July 13, 2015, I was privileged, mostly because of the show, to be at the White House Conference on Aging. It only takes place once every 10 years, and this is the first time that elder abuse, including financial, especially financial, is now under the rubric of our Justice Department and not left for the states, because Pamela told us in no certain terms that the police were not a help, and locally you probably wouldn't get a help. So, Pamela, you did try to get some help in Florida, but it didn't work. Just tell us briefly what happened when you wanted to get a lawyer and fight the case.
Well, when we wanted, I just went right to the police. I thought that that was the best thing to do. But the police are, unfortunately, rather uneducated on the topic. Their knee-jerk reaction was, this is a civil thing. And while it might be a civil, action to try and get the money back, relieving somebody of their money when they don't know what you're doing is a criminal act, but the police don't get involved, really. So I did try to get an attorney, and unfortunately, in Florida anyway, when I was, and this is where this happened, every attorney that I tried to speak with, before I was even allowed to speak with him, whoever it was who went to the phone, the secretary, the paralegal, they said if I would give them my MasterCard number, they would put a charge of about $750 on the card, and then the attorney would get on the phone and let me know whether or not he was even willing to take my case. And I am not that well healed, it was a ripoff anyway. Even if I was wealthy, that certainly would not have set well with me. And in Florida, you cannot go to probate court, and that's who deals with this kind of issue. You cannot go to probate court pro se. You must be represented by an attorney, so you can't challenge a fraudulent will. You can't challenge a fraudulent power of attorney. You cannot challenge some vulture having stolen your family's money unless you have an attorney representing you.
Now, one of the interesting things here, don't hold it against me, Pamela, but I'm a lawyer, an elder law attorney, and we started the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and we know something. This is what we know. In areas of this country where people retire the most, like Florida, which would be number one, but there are other areas, parts of North Carolina, parts of Arizona, a few others, it's almost like the playing field of elder abuse, financial elder abuse. Certainly you're not going to go to Utah, not that there isn't any, but it's not where you would go if you're a predator. If you're a pedophile, you go to playgrounds, you know? So it's the same idea, and therefore, it is almost the areas where it's the hardest to get any justice, and that is one reason that is now a federal issue. But, Pamela, going back to your Last Will and Embezzlement movie, a fine movie that was in the Yonkers Film Festival, let's step back for a minute. Other than your own situation, which is so compelling, and by the way, unfortunately, not so different from everybody else's, if you had three takeaways for the people listening, maybe they're 60-year-olds dealing with 80- and 90-year-old parents, maybe they're 70- and 80-year-olds listening to the show right now, what would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is if they are 60-year-olds or 50-year-olds or 70-year-olds or whatever, the very first thing I would tell them is to go see an elder law attorney and go see a financial planner who deals specifically with elder issues and get all of their paperwork, everything in order, and that includes directives in terms of what should happen to you, yourself, your body, if you are no longer in a position to make decisions for yourself. I would say get all of that in order. If you are somebody if you're a baby boomer and you have elderly parents that you're concerned about, what I would say to you is stay connected, because isolation is the best way for one of these perpetrators to get in. The most prevalent victim is female, over 80, and living on her own and dependent in some way. Like in my mom's case, she couldn't drive because she had problems with her eyes. And she was living in Florida, and I live in Connecticut. So she was alone, and Dad suddenly went into the nursing home. So for the first time in her life, she was on her own. And then along comes this smiling face, let me help you. And that's how she became a victim. And then I guess the last thing that I would say is that a lot of times parents don't want to talk to their kids about their finances. If I had gone to my mom and said, let me help you with your financial planning because I'm concerned that something might happen, she would have been greatly insulted that her child was trying to take over her business. So I would say then that what you want to do is gently suggest it, but make sure that you're gently suggesting is firm enough, and then bring somebody in who's outside the family. And my first choice is always the elder law attorney, because that's somebody who's not just an attorney, but is an attorney who knows all about these miscreants who get themselves in and all the little loopholes that they are able to use to relieve elderly victims of their finances.
Well, so well said and so beautifully said, and I remind everybody that was my 35 years, that was my life, being an elder law attorney, one of the founders of the National Academy of Law Attorneys. Next week we're devoting the entire show on how to get those documents together that Pamela talked about, and how to make sure that a nursing home or assisted living home is not taking over or being fooled. So Pamela Glasner, we thank you so much for being with us and for Last Will and Embezzlement. Take care.
Thank you very much.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.